Hey, we're glad you made it a point to join us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. As we continue our conversation, we're going one-on-one with Trent Johnson, TCU head men's basketball coach, and talking about Kyan Anderson. I mean, how much success is dependent on him? I mean, because he is that senior.
Well, we have three good quality seniors, and Trey Ziegler, who set out last year, starts to help us, and Aaron McBills, who's, you know, about 75%, if I could put a percentage on it in terms of returning. He's probably one of our more talented players when he's healthy. But again, it's not any one individual. You know, Keen is our leader. I mean, he's logged the most minutes since I've been here in 3 years. And he was almost mentioned all-league player last year. So, but the key is he's taking care of the ball. He's defending better. I mean, there's better players around him. So, you know, we're able to, you know, you look at his minutes, which is the key. Is last year at the time he was averaging about 35 minutes a game. I think right now he's around 24. So that speaks volumes for guys like Chauncey Collins, who's a freshman, who's really talented. Giving me the luxury to be able to spell Ken. And it gives, you know, a guy like Mike Williams from San Antonio, another point guard who's a sophomore, played some minutes last year. So those guys enable us to rest Ken. You know, in the Corpus Christi, it's in tournament. We played Mississippi State, and, you know, Ken probably had 2 points and filed out, and we were able to win that game versus the SEC team in a neutral court. So that speaks volumes to, you know, the player Chauncey, the player Mike Williams, and also we were able to put Trey Williams and let him play someone. So we're a lot more balanced than what we've been in the past.
Oh, there is a lot of balance when you talk about the Frogs, and I think what's interesting, Trent, is that you just brought up the name Trey Ziegler. I want to hear some more about the impact and difference that he can make, because as you had just mentioned, he sat out last year. He was a transfer from Pittsburgh. He's a 6'5 guard. And what, he even spent 2 years as a standout at Central Michigan, correct?
Yeah. Well, he played for his dad at Central Michigan. Ernie.
Oh, okay.
And coming out of high school, he was a McDonald's caliber player. And, you know, we're still trying to get the rust off of him. But anytime, you know, this game's hard enough to play if you're out there every day. And he, along with Chris Washburn, you know, sat last year. So, not, you know, he's starting to come around. But he's a guy that's capable of playing a 1-3 for us. I mean, he can play some point guard for us, excuse me. And, you know, he's a what I call a volume scorer. You know, everything he needs to do is attacking the basket. And he likes to put it on the floor and get in lanes and so on and so forth. But he gives us a lot of leadership. He gives us a lot of maturity because he's played a lot of basketball over the years. But, and I fully expect him to start playing better. I should say play better, scoring the ball better, because I think his percentages are right around 39% or 40%. And, you know, so, but he's getting there.
Trey Ziegler, he's got that leadership, that maturity, as you were saying, a volume score. How beneficial was it for him, you know, when you transfer, you're sitting out? I mean, because you really do, you've got the best seat in the house. I mean, you get a different perspective when you're watching your future teammates and seeing some of the nuances of the games and how you're going to be able to fit in, mesh, and to acclimate.
Well, during practice, you get acclimated to the system. And then, obviously, I've heard this from a lot of kids who've been in that position, whether it's been redshirt or whether it's been injured. They get this chance to watch the game from a coach's perspective. And so it's real beneficial. But for the coach, it's not very beneficial, because when you got good players sitting out, you sort of want them on the floor. And I had about four of them sitting out last year. So, but no, it's, it really helps the kid, you know. And again, you just wish when they sit out and then you're able to play them in some kind of games or let them play in the summer where they get the rust off. But it's helped Trey just in terms of that. And Chris Washington helped those two just in terms of being in practice every day and learning the system.
TCU's head coach, Trent Johnson, joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Remember, we love hearing from you at Twitter, at eRadioSports. You can always go back and listen to this wonderful interview with Coach Johnson at our podcast page at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. And, you know, Trent, I really have been fascinated with the job that you've done. This is your third season as a head coach, and you really have had to overcome a number of challenges and obstacles. I mean, last year in conference play, I know it was difficult, 0-18. But when you really zero in on that, you guys had to muscle through a ton of injuries and key players. What do you learn from that when you go through that and be able to translate that message to the kids? Because I'm sure there's extra motivation coming in saying, that's not going to happen to us again.
Well, you know, it speaks volumes to a couple of seniors we had last year, Jarvis Ray and Thomas Monago, because those guys, you know, both playing out of position and what they went through. And for the most part, the kids never stopped coming to practice. And and never stopped trying to compete in practice, let alone compete in games. But I've always been a firm advocate of, you know, mental toughness is being consistent 24/7, both socially, academically, and athletically. And one of the things we talk about and I talked about regardless is, you know what, you're getting a pretty good education from TCU, which is one of the premier academic institutions
sure.
in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You get an opportunity to play at a high level, and you get an opportunity to play basketball. So woe is me if you can't overcome and can't deal with some of the things that have been put in front of us. So, you know, but it's one thing to talk about them as a coach or as a staff, but it's another thing to believe it as players and kids. And I think these guys did an excellent job of that. So for me, it's, you know, it's always been, hey, a lot of other people around here got a lot worse off than we do. So they need to do this, and you guys have an opportunity to coach it, I mean, to play and get an education. So it's always been that. Just put it in perspective.
Coach, how do you build, though, mental toughness? I mean, what separates a good player from a great player? How do you build that?
A lot of it's recruiting. But, you know, and it's habits. You know, when you say build mental toughness, I think, you know, it's who you are every day when things aren't going well. That's who you are every day. I mean, you know, I talk about, you know, your aggressiveness and when you're playing against somebody who's really good. How do you carry yourself when things aren't going well, when you go to school or you're out? I mean, you know, that's all mental toughness. Everybody can be tough when things are going well for them. But, you know, and you have to be consistent in your behavior, I think so. You know, it's a process, and again, being consistent in your approach, whether you're the coach or whether you're the teacher or whether you're supposed to be the captain or the best player, it's all about consistency in your approach and how you go about living your life every day.
Yeah, exciting things happening at TCU. Tell me about the renovation that's taking place with your basketball facility.
Well, all I know is this: the construction guys are working extremely hard because there's a lot of bulldozers right outside my office. So,
uh-huh.
I mean, it's, you know, from what I know, and I don't know a lot about construction, but they're working morning, noon, and night. It's a really exciting time on campus. We're able to practice in our practice facility, and then also we play our games, as people well know, at Wilkerson Granites. And then we'll play probably one game, maybe two, at our rec center on campus. But, you know, it's something that's exciting. It's something that's down the line a little bit. Obviously, we're supposed to be in there hopefully by November 1st of next year, but you know, my whole MO, and like I talked to our guys about, we got a lot of games we got to win between now and then. And that's the most important thing. But it is exciting.
TCU is 10-0 right now. We've been talking about his men's basketball team. That, of course, is the head coach, Trent Johnson, who's been joining us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Congratulations on your early success. Keep it going, and we will talk to you again real soon. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thank you for having me. You're great.
Oh, thank you. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR. Stay close.